The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 12th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of H.L. Mencken, Henry Louis Mencken, born in Baltimore, 1880. He was the son of a cigar factory owner. Nobody in the family had any interest in books. The boy was valedictorian in his high school class, but he took a job at his father's cigar factory, rolling the cigars. He was miserable doing it, but he worked in his father's factory for 3 years when, on New Year's Eve, his father had a convulsion and collapsed. Mencken later said, "I remember well how, as I was going to the doctor's house on that first night, I kept saying to myself that if my father died, I would be free at last." His father died 2 weeks later. The day after the funeral, Mencken put on his suit, went down to the Baltimore Morning Herald asking for a job. He kept coming back every day for the next 4 weeks until they finally let him write a piece. He went on to become one of the most prolific journalists in America, a satirist who wrote about the shams and the con artists in the world. He attacked the Ku Klux Klan and chiropractors and politicians and journalists. He wrote for the American Mercury magazine. He wrote a column for the Baltimore Sun, a national column for the Chicago Tribune, published 2 or 3 books every year. His masterpiece, though, was not satire, but a book that he wrote about something he truly loved, a book called The American Language, a history and collection of American vernacular speech, which included a translation of the Declaration of Independence into American English, which began, "When things get so balled up that the people of a country got to cut loose from some other country and go it on their own, without asking permission from anybody, excepting maybe God Almighty, then they ought to let everybody know why they did it so that everybody can see they're not trying to put nothing over on nobody." The book became a bestseller and is still read today, The American Language. H.L. Mencken, who, when he was asked for an epitaph, said, "If, when I depart this veil, you ever remember me and have thought to please my ghost, forgive some sinner and wink your eye at some homely girl." It was on this day in 1940 in the southwest of France that 4 teenage boys who were looking for buried treasure found a hole in the ground where several trees had been uprooted by a storm. They went in and found a cavern about 65 feet wide and 15 feet tall, and when the boys held up their lanterns, they saw the walls of the cave were covered with paintings of animals. They were the famous Lascaux cave paintings, considered to be the greatest works of prehistoric art ever found. People now believe this was probably a chapel for a religion that worshipped animals. Only one painting of a human being, the rest all of animals, bulls and deer, oxen, horses, cats, in yellow, red, brown, and black, realistic drawings, creatures turning their heads, walking through water, falling off cliffs, and the signatures of the artists, their own handprints, which they made by tracing around their own fingers. Here's a poem for today by Ryan Vine, entitled "Where I Am With You." Waking from a nap, we stand at the window, watching dark clouds crawl across the sky, whip state-sized wisps down and out and up. Lights come on early, and people below on the street scurry and bumble about. My arm around you, you say, "Let it rain, let it pour." The poem "Where I Am With You" by Ryan Vine from Distant Engines, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.